All right, here's our main man, the voice of the Raptors.
Matty D.
What's up, Matty?
Hazy, how you guys doing?
Well, we're still trying to figure out what the hell happened last night, man. What was that like being courtside for that moment?
Well, soon after getting off the air, somebody asked me, what did you say? And I said, I have no idea what I said. You know, you're so in the moment. It was truly remarkable and amazing. And, you know, I listened to, you know, what the three of you were talking about, you know, leading up to me being on, and thank you for having me on. As the ball is shot and it's bouncing around, you know, you're sitting there like everybody else, you know, thinking about, you know, what in the world is going to happen. And there was a couple of things that actually Leo and I, once we got off the air from our angle, after the second bounce, it was like, this thing's got a chance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then it felt like we were waiting for 18 years to have that ball go through. And, you know, ultimately just, you know, I never have anything planned, you know, as far as a call. And at that point, you know, once it goes through, you just react and respond and you try to capture, you know, the moment as best you can.
Well, that's what I was wondering, and you just gave us that answer. Like, with 4.2 left on the clock.
I would be prepping. Like, I got to be on. I got to say something amazing right now.
I know.
I would probably end up butchering it.
Well, you would, because imagine you wrote something down, Matt.
Yeah, like, you can't write it.
You can't. Today is the day.
I know guys that have tried that, but you can in that situation. Look, at that point, you know, you're talking to the TV truck, right? You're, you know, they're, you know, in your ear about, you know, coming out of the timeout. You know, then everybody just kind of, is quiet in your ear. You know, you have Leo there. You're looking at ultimately time, right? 4.2. And you know time and score. And you know that if it goes in, you win. If not, it's overtime. And I typically, you know, just think about the play in front of me at that moment, right? And that's, you know, ultimately I've watched it now quite a bit. You know, I've gone back to watch the game, but I still can't necessarily remember everything that I said. But you know, you just, you know, kind of let it flow, right? And you trust the moment and you trust that it's all going to work out. I think the more you think about some of those things outside of just trying to get the time and score right, it can lead you down maybe an O-dog path of just fumbling it, huh?
Come on, man.
That ain't right.
Are you happy with your call? Like, when you went back to listen to it, how did you feel about it?
I mean, I thought that, I think it's one of those moments where how you're really going to mess it up, right?
Right.
If it goes in, it's a win, and if if it doesn't go in, you know, you're headed to overtime. But you do want to capture what that meant. And obviously, you know, the shot itself over Joel Embiid. And I thought it was just remarkable how it did hang in the air. And everybody, it's suspended in air. You're just waiting for it. And I thought that just added so much to the moment.
Where does that one rank for you, Matty, in all your calls, different sports?
Yeah, that's number one. It really is. I mean, it's never been done before, a game-winning shot in Game 7 in NBA history. It's never been done. You know, that was the first game-winning shot in a Game 7, which is remarkable. And Kawhi Leonard was there. And I'll also add this, because I think you were all talking about it. Everybody was waiting in that building. It was that ball's in the air, and it was silent. And I've only been, and I wasn't announcing, I was just a fan in the stands. I've only been in another situation like that, where everybody was waiting for the outcome, and that was on the Hail Mary Doug Flutie play to Gerard Phelan back in, was it 1983, 84? When he threw the touchdown pass into the end zone against the University of Miami, and I was a fan in the stands, and everybody was just waiting, did he catch it? And then when they obviously saw the officials go up that it was a touchdown. It was, you know, those that were rooting for Boston College were cheering, those obviously for Miami. You know, it was a different outcome, a different feeling. But that building was electric last night. The response, I thought the show of emotion from Kawhi was truly remarkable and amazing that he let it all go in that moment, because as he said, everything that he does, he tries to do it as if he's done it before. And that one felt a little bit different. And then as he was then in the post-game show, you know, as they mentioned to him, well, that's the first time that's ever been done. Well, hey, for good reason, he let his emotion show, right?
Absolutely. With the voice of the Raptors, Matt Devlin.
You find yourself watching Kawhi sometimes, like when I watch a professional hockey game, because I played the game and was around it basically my whole life, I don't often say, damn, that's good. But sometimes I'll see a player, whether it be Connor McDavid or Sidney Crosby. Does Kawhi do that for you, Matty, where sometimes you watch and say, that's a different level of good?
There's no question. You're bang on with that. There's so much about what Kawhi does, because he does it in such a manner. It's not about him, right? I mean, it's, you know, I'm here to do a job, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability for 48 minutes, and make or miss, if I got to take 39 shots, I'm taking 39. Didn't matter. I'm living with the outcome. I'm doing what I'm going to do. But then in moments, right, where greatness shines, you know, Sidney Crosby at the biggest moment scores the goal in Vancouver, right? You know, players of that caliber, and obviously you guys know this, when you're playing the game, you know that there are certain people around you that have that ability to shine in those moments. And Kawhi certainly has that. And I think he showed that throughout the course of the season, specifically in this series. Because how do you define greatness? You know, if you look at the current greats in hockey, right, you mentioned Sidney Crosby, it's because they do it every night. And, you know, that could be said for, you know, any sport. You know, why is this player great? Well, it's because they do it every night. And you think about what Kawhi has done in this postseason, he's done it every single night. And to play just 9 games last year, and, you know, you guys who, you know, I'm sure throughout your careers have dealt with injuries, you know how difficult it is to come back and then manage a schedule, which, you know, they were able to do, and get to the point where you're able to log the minutes and, you know, put up the shots, was truly remarkable. And it's, you know, the greatest run from an individual standpoint that teams needed it too, right? That the Raptors have ever had from a player. He is that good. He's a true franchise player.
We hadn't heard the term, or I certainly hadn't, of load management until coming into this season. I mean, obviously it was front and center with Kawhi. And I don't know how you were around the team. I mean, you're around them so much, but we were getting tired of saying it and really watching Kawhi take nights off. And I know it was for a purpose, and certainly last night it shone through, and everyone would sign off on it every day. But were there times throughout the season that even you were kind of scratching your head and saying load management on a night here, or load manage, or did you believe in it the whole way along?
Well, I understood, you know, the people that were behind it, you know, and the director of sports science, Alex McKechnie, and his resume, which actually goes back to working with Paul Kariya and out in Vancouver and getting him back. And then Shaquille O'Neal had so much success working with Alex McKechnie that he had the Los Angeles Lakers hire him. And he is so well thought of that when a plan goes into place at that scientific medical level, you understand that there's a reason for it. And obviously, O-Dog Noodles, you guys know, you've played at the highest of levels, right? And you understand that the toll that it takes, and to try to get back to perform at a certain level that you personally are comfortable with can vary depending upon the player, and also depends on, is it Sidney Crosby? Is it Kawhi Leonard? Or is it, somebody else on the roster. And the reality of it is that Kawhi Leonard is top five player in the NBA, and you need to make sure that you have everything in place in order to ultimately put him in a situation to do what he's currently doing now. And what was amazing about this whole process throughout the course of the year, and yeah, everybody would, load management, you'd hear it all the time when you turn on the radio, but the reality of it is that he ran 153 miles this year during an NBA game, which is like 90th in the league. But the most important miles that he's going to run are not during the regular season, they're during the postseason. And I think from some of the explosiveness that we've seen, we understand now why the Raptors took the approach that they did and why Kawhi Leonard took the approach that he did. And it was a worthy approach because we're seeing the outcome of it.
I'm trying to get load management into broadcasting, Matty. I think I'd be more fresh if I only did 4 or 5 days.
I think knowing you, you could be the one guy that could work that into your contract. You know that?
He's tried.
He's actually not. Yeah. He's the last guy because they're prepared for it.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd be like, actually, that's not going to happen. But it's worth giving it a shot anyway.
I think everybody should do it. Every Friday, you don't have to work. It's like, you'll be so good. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Money. Flat
hey,
money.
Hey, look, there's many places in the world, right, that do it that way. So you might be right.
Maybe Trailblazers.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's bring it over here. Cross the pond. Just get lazy every Friday. 3-day weekends.
There's lots of laziness to go around.
Oh, yeah. We can bring that.
Yeah.
All right, Matty. Well, great stuff last night, man. That was a hell of a call. And it's just getting started. We're only through 2 rounds. I mean, we're in Milwaukee in 48 hours.
Yeah, it's quick turnaround, and Milwaukee's been waiting, obviously. And it'll be really interesting, game one, based upon the emotions of Sunday and carrying that through. And then, you have a team that's been sitting and waiting, and we know, how that can go. So look forward to it. And what a memorable evening last night was. There's no question.
Really have fun in Milwaukee, Matty. Don't let Leo buy any more pets when you guys are in Milwaukee.
I think he's at his limit right now.
He's the pet detective, that cat.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
He is Ace Ventura. I start calling him Ace.
You have to. Awesome. He loves a post online of his dog.
Right of his now, new dog bugging the old dog. I love it.
Yeah, and now he's been texting me, checking the weather for Milwaukee. He's like, I think I can find a pool that may be available to hang out at. I'm like, I don't think so.
He loves hanging poolside.
He will look beautiful in Milwaukee.
Let's go to a Milwaukee Admiral game instead.
You know? Absolutely. Right, it's a gritty town. Enjoy it, buddy. Thank you for joining us.
You guys, all the best.
There's the voice of the Raptors, Matt Devlin.